Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S.-backed Afghan security forces push out Taliban. Afghan security forces, backed by U.S. military advisors and air power, have evicted insurgents from a strategically important southern district 9 months after it was overrun by the Taliban. In the meantime, the United Nations has warned the Afghan conflict continued to inflict record high levels of casualties. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appeared before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. This is Amnesty's Turkey researcher Andrew Gardner, who says Turkey will be disgraced in the eyes of the world.
Proper procedure is going to be followed, then these people will be released immediately. But what we've seen countless occasions, unfortunately, in these type of cases, is that people have been put in pretrial prison custody. That can't be allowed to happen.
He also said this just hasn't happened before.
This is an unprecedented threat. It's never happened to Amnesty International anywhere in the world in our entire history. It's no exaggeration to say that Amnesty International in Turkey, and in fact the whole of the human rights movement here in Turkey, faces an existential threat.
Amnesty, which has called for their immediate release, said the group was being investigated for membership in an armed terrorist organization. The Cameroon Ministry of Defense on Monday said 34 soldiers are missing after their ship capsized off of Cameroon during a supply mission to the Bekasi Peninsula. Three soldiers out of the crew of 37 were rescued after the vessel capsized on Sunday around 6 o'clock in the morning local time off the coast of Dabuncha. This is VOA News.